So we've been releasing all your limiting beliefs about cash, about contribution, about connection. So let's see if we can just take you over the top here and build even more momentum around greater connection, greater cash, greater contribution. So I love this quote from Zig Ziglar. You can have everything you want if you help enough other people get what they want. How profound and clear is that? You can have everything you want if you help enough other people get what they want. That's so simple. It's so simple. So wealth secret number one is choose a big, bold goal and write it down. Know your big why. This is an amazing statistic. Yale University graduating seniors, you know, the university that's named after Yale. They surveyed them as they were graduating, and 3%, only 3%, had specific written goals. Yale's in that 3%. Very specific. Got a business plan written as well as goals. 10% had specific unwritten goals, and 87% had no specific goals. 20 years later, they resurveyed those same Yale University graduating seniors, and they discovered that the 3% with specific written goals outperformed the other 97% combined. This is not a minor difference to have a clear goal and write it down. So guess what the next step is? Let's write down your goals. I want you to be in that top 3%. Hey, what's that? That means you really need to do this. So I invite you, it's in your binder there, to choose your big, bold goals. This is the place to dream big and write them down now. What are you enthusiastic about doing, being, having, creating, or contributing? What do you want to be remembered for? How many lives do you want to change? Who do you imagine attending your funeral, and what do they say about you? Let's begin with the end in mind. And know your big why, not only your goal, but why. That adds a lot of power to it. So please take a moment now, a couple of minutes now, and write down your goals. Then I'm going to invite some sharing of just one of your big, bold goals with your why. Okay, who would like to share one of your big, bold goals with the big why? Yes. Nancy. Okay.
Jerry. First of all, it's been an amazing weekend for me, and I want to tell you all that I've met and all that I haven't met yet. I'm going to get to you before I leave today. Thank you for whatever happened to me. I don't know, but thank you. And my biggest thing right now is transcend permanently, with work, of course, to a better place emotionally.
Good.
And then I can help others.
Beautiful. Thank you, Nancy. Yale? Would you like to share? Again, an invitation. I know he's got some big, bold goals. I know that for sure. Like to share a big, bold goal in your why?
Certainly bold. Okay, well, my two, like, linked together. I want to link them
together.
Share
them both. Okay.
So my goal is to make the best real-time strategy game in the world and let the world find enjoyment in it. And also to help people be grateful for what they are and to guide and appreciate them, because I want both.
Wow, give them a round of applause. Very nice, Yale. You know, a few years from now, you'll be going, I knew him when. When he's on the cover of Time magazine.
He's so
Yeah, absolutely. Good. All right. And he's in that 3%, you know? He has big, bold goals. He's writing them down. He's got a big why. And you're in that 3% now, too.
I never quite put it this way, but my top big goal is to be the number one coach in the world for parents with children with autism.
Wow, you've really stepped into that. I've been inviting her to become the best in the world, and now she's owning it. I love it.
I'm ready now to take that
you
on.
You are on.
I want to be this so that I can reach every parent who is or will be struggling with having a child with autism diagnosis. I don't want them to miss out on one moment of joy with their child because they were so focused on what they perceived as needing fixing. I want them to be able to see their child as being the beautiful and wonderful soul that they are, like I do.
Wow. Amazing. Breathtaking, isn't it? When somebody's got a clear, articulate, big, bold goal. Breathtaking. Thank you. Give a round of applause. Who else would like to share one of their big, bold goals? Rain.
One of my goals is, when my book is written, is to have it reviewed by Aurora Winter.
Consider it done.
Thank you. All right. By the end of 2011.
Great, good. And your big why?
Why? I have to and need to, and I'm being called to do it.
Great, great. Give a round of applause. Who else would like to share? Maybe somebody who hasn't shared yet, possibly. It's an invitation. Barry?
So one of my goals is to learn how to coach Waldorf schools to develop organizational excellence and expand their fundraising capacities.
Good.
Because Waldorf schools are a blessing for children, but they're very often a nightmare for the adults that work there.
Mm.
And I'd like to see that change.
Absolutely. Give a round of applause. So be it. So I'd like you to just take a minute now and share your big, bold goal with your partner, because it's very important to have a witness to your goal. So just quickly share what you've written on the piece of paper so that we can do it quickly. Just share what you've written on the piece of paper. So you're in that top 3%. You have big, bold goals. You've written them down. And I know in my experience that when you have a witness, that makes it 10 times more powerful. So my guess is you're in the top 1% now. Big, bold goals, written them down, you know your big why, and you have a witness. Awesome. Well, secret number one, done. Let's move on to well, secret number two. Well, secret number two, choose a niche. Grow rich in your niche. Leverage your skills, life experience, and passion. Trying to be all things to all people is a recipe for mediocrity. I talked about this a lot when we were in the Keys to Effortless Marketing, but it's important for everyone to know this, so it is a key to wealth. Grow rich in your niche. Yale's not a game designer of any kind of game. He's specific about the kind of game that he's designing, and he's going to be the best in the world at that. Babette is not coaching everybody through everything. She's going to be the best in the world at coaching the parents of children with autism. Yeah. So be outstanding in your chosen area of expertise. And when you are outstanding in your niche, your income will be outstanding too. You know, Ron and Robert aren't like the best lawyers at any kind of law for no matter what your needs are. No. They are the collaborative lawyers. You know, they have chosen a niche in helping people with collaborative divorce so they can be the best in the world, right? Or the best that we know of anyway, which is more or less the same thing, right? So just quickly some examples of niches to make this point clear. Being a life coach is not a niche. Here's some examples, though. Parents who've lost a child, 40-something executive women balancing home and career, fathers over 60 with young children, fun-filled events for 30-something women, parents, especially children, baby boomer women who've lost a spouse, men dealing with divorce, phobia coaching. Now we're talking more niches. And so that is another wealth secret, is to focus on your core strengths. So many people do the opposite. They go, like, I'm not very good at everything being, like, all organized and very, that's not me. I'm, like, expansive, big picture, visionary, enthusiastic, well, you know, in the moment person. So I could try harder to, you know, be more organized, or I could delegate and find somebody who's, that's her core strength. You know, Maureen shows up beautifully. We complement each other beautifully because she asks me things like, do you want these in alphabetical order? I'm like, wow, what a concept. It's because of her that things are more or less running on time. So what has, you know, what are your core strengths? Delegate or dump your weaknesses rather than spending a lot of energy trying to shore that up. Instead, express your brilliance and your core strengths. So what has your life been a unique laboratory for, and how can that serve others? The next page on your handout, or possibly the next page, as it could be out of sequence for reasons already explained. make a list of your core strengths. Like I was saying in that little clip from the movie What If, a clue to a core strength would be something when time flies. Make a list of your unique talents, passions, and life experiences. And make the most of everything that you've got. Make a list of all the things you love to do while expressing your unique talents and core strengths. And then consider, how could that help others? This is the key to effortless prosperity. When it's easy for us, it's sometimes easy for us to think, oh, I shouldn't charge for that. The opposite is actually true. When it's easy for you, that's your divine gift, and that's the most precious thing you have to give. Because it's easy for you, you know it's a strength, and so how can that serve others is your clue to prosperity and help making the most impact in the world. So many of you in this room, it's easy for you to listen. You're the person people call when they want support. You know that's just who you are. It's a core strength. It's one of your God-given gifts to be a good listener. So what are some new ways that you could use your core strengths to help other people? In other words, what's the problem that you're the answer to? So take a couple minutes now and fill out about your core strengths. As a little aside, interestingly enough, when people are challenged to discover new ways to express their core strengths, it makes them happier.
This actually surfaced out of just doing this exercise. There's things that I want to do beyond what I'm doing for my career right now,
yes,
or for my business. And what came out was to start put together a leadership under pressure. And to, and what I work with, there's a lot of pressure to make these decisions. And so what came up was gathering information to create a model, uh-huh, for the thinking process. So the decisions have to be made.
Nice. And what core strength did you notice?
Well, the core strength is this is what I've done for 20 years.
Okay. So just pass the mic. Let's just really quickly share one of your core strengths and pass the mic. Boom, boom, boom.
My core strength is listening.
Nice.
Humor.
Nice.
Intuitive listening.
Nice.
My curiosity about life.
Nice.
Sense of humor.
Good.
Ease with dis-ease.
Huh. Nice. Insightful. We can all see, we were like this, we all can receive that gift as you noticed it as one of your strengths. Lovely.
Here. Creative communication.
Creativity.
Being present with death.
Playfulness.
That's for sure.
I can live without food. I can't live without hugs.
Helping people.
Seeing and engaging those who are unseen.
Nice, Lori.
Organizing.
Love.
Good, Kathy.
This one's a tough one because it's an aha.
Oh.
Throughout my life, I have always been a coach to businesses. And I have brought those businesses into wealth. I've never applied that knowledge to myself or others' lives within my purview. And so I think that's the change now. I mean, I know that's the change now. And so I'm now going to be applying that to myself and to my clients.
Nice, Robert, thank you. That's the power of coaching, is asking the right questions. So sometimes just asking the right question, you know, what's your core strength and how could you use that in a different way, led to a huge aha, which I bet now will lead to huge shifts.
There's
thank
a business
you.
Plan in the back now already.
Nice.
This morning.
Nice, great, I love it. Barry.
Having conversations at the deepest levels of self-discovery.
Lovely.
Loving others.
Nice, Ruth.
Curious and eager to learn new things.
I can attest to that.
It's easy for me to teach and support others.
Good. Good, Colleen.
Compassion.
Thanks, Paula.
Willing to help others.
Being fun and having fun.
Yes, Dina.
Designing.
See the big picture.
Good.
Enrolling conversations and hearing their stories.
Nice.
Intelligent mapping of all information to provide a great solution.
Nice.
The ability to laugh at myself and get others to laugh.
Great.
Inspiring and encouraging people to be their best.
Nice.
Using story to help others.
Nice, Dan.
Enthusiasm and energy.
Good. Good,
listening and coaching others.
Tenaciousness.
Nice. Wow, a lot of core strengths in the room. Did everybody speak? Everybody got the mic? Okay. Lovely. Wow, celebrate that. So I challenge you to find new ways to express those core strengths. Robert has had a huge aha, and that can serve as an example for all of you, how just thinking, identifying, realizing, recognizing, embracing, owning that that's a core strength, and then challenging yourself, how else could I express that? It can lead to a whole new business plan, a whole new prosperity, all kinds of new expression of your gifts. And, you know, from research done about happiness, it's also the zone where you're going to be happiest, too. So, double whammy. Great. Thank you. So, wealth secret number 3 is to leverage your time. Establish your expertise and market efficiently. Write a book or have a CD or some great ways to leverage your time. Need to market one to many, not one to one, and have a system. So if you're a coach, for example, I suggest that free sample sessions are a big waste of time, just using that as an example. Instead, you need to find another way to reach people, and what we do at the Grief Coach Academy is we record an interview that I do on a CD, and then you can give out hundreds of CDs or thousands of MP3s. The people can get to know, like, and trust you, hear your voice, hear your passion, hear what you're about in that one-hour interview, but you only took the 1 hour to do it, and then you can give it away hundreds or thousands of times. I imagine by the time Babette does it and puts it on her website, which is going to be the number one place to support, you know, the parents of special needs children with autism, you'll probably have, you know, enter your email address, and I'll send you this complimentary interview, which will have, you know, 3 things you absolutely must need to know about this. People will download that. They'll get to no like and trust Babette, and the next phone call will be they've already decided in their hearts that they want to coach with her, and it's just kind of like, you know, can you fit me in? And she's like, well, I got a waiting list, you'll have to wait 6 months, or whatever the case may be. So you want to make it easy for people to fall in love with you, but in a time-effective way. I mean, she's going to be really awesome, so she could get worn out giving free sample sessions or even speaking to all the people individually and leveraged, whether it's using the free CD or being interviewed as she was a few minutes ago with Robert. You need to, for whatever your business is, think of how you can leverage your time and market one-to-many, not one-to-one. You know, I've gotten so busy at the Grief Coach Academy, you know, I'm not able to connect with people one-to-one in the way that I would love to, so I have events. It's one-to-many. We can connect. I love it. I celebrate it. I get to connect with people. They get to see who I am, and it's much more likely than getting a phone call returned, which I'd love to say would happen faster, but... And then it wouldn't be for me, it would be Maureen returning the call. So keep in mind this 80-20 rule, or sometimes I think it's the 95-5 rule. Very important, the Pareto principle. So then the next page in your binder is about leveraging your time. So the 80-20 rule talks about how, you know, there's an indirect relationship. So there's going to be 20% of your activities, or sometimes I think it's 5%, but anyway, let's use the 80-20 for now, that 20% of your activities are going to bring you 80% of your wealth. 20% of your activities are going to bring you 80% of your fulfillment, 80% of your income, 80% of your impact. But also, there's another 20% of your activities that are going to bring you 80% of your aggravation, 80% of your heartbreak, 80% of your expense. 80% of the problem. So when you can identify those two 20% areas and spend more time in the 20% that generate such great results and deal with, delegate, or dump the 20% that cause you so much aggravation, this is why, as a coach, it's important that you only take on your ideal clients. Because the ones who are not ideal for you, while you might be able to serve them, they're going to drain your energy so that disproportionately they'll drain your energy because you're not the right coach for them. Nothing wrong with them or you. Just not a match. It's like dating the wrong person. It's annoying. And what happens when you're drained as a coach is then the 20% of your clients that you can give such outstanding results to, whether they're coaching clients or people who are needing a divorce or whatever the case may be, you've drained your energy over here and then you're not able to serve them as powerfully and effectively. So don't do that. So I invite you now to write on the piece of paper and think about, get clear, what 20% of your activities are generating 80% of your cash and income? What actions can you take in the next 30 days to increase the time that you invest in these high payoff activities? What 20% of activities are generating 80% of your meaningful connection and deepening relationships? So this is all about not being haphazard about it, but being very deliberate and intelligent with how you choose to use your time, because we all only get 24 hours in the day. So what actions can you take in the next 30 days to increase the time you invest in these high payoff activities? What 20% of activities are generating 80% of your contribution and achievement of your life's purpose? What action can you take in the next 30 days to increase the time you invest in these high payoff activities? And what 20% of activities are generating 80% of your aggravation and stress? What action can you take to stop tolerating that? What 20% of activities are sabotaging your success? And what action can you take in the next 30 days to stop tolerating the above and stop limiting your success? So take a couple minutes now and just quickly notice how the 80-20 rule plays out in your life and what you could do to take advantage of the power of the 80-20 rule rather than being the victim of it.
I said connecting with other institutions and businesses that have parents with children with autism already as their clients, Robert and Ron.
Right.
For autism, there's so many dentists and hair salons even where kids need to get their haircuts with special needs for that, pediatricians, schools, lawyers, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And in the next 30 days, I can call, write, or go in person to all of the different kinds of above-mentioned institutions and let them know about me.
Very high leverage. Yeah. And you're so quickly going to have a waiting list. You're going to need other coaches at the Research Academy to assist you. Great, Babette. Excellent.
Thanks.
Who else would like to share what 20% of activities are generating 80% of your cash and income and what you could do in the next 30 days to spend more time in those high payoff activities in terms of prosperity? Terry.
For me, it's our membership programs right now that are generating most of our income. And what I put down for what actions to take in the next 30 days to increase that would be selling more memberships.
Great. Perfect. Lovely. Okay. We're going to move on to the next section. So what? See who wants to share around what you noticed and observed, your insight and wisdom around what 20% of activities are generating 80% of your meaningful connection and deepening relationships, and what actions you could take in the next 30 days to spend more time in those high payoff activities. For example, when I first asked myself this question when Yale was younger, I realized that, you know, driving him to and fro was actually a very important thing to do because my meaningful connection and deepening relationship with my son was facilitated by being, you know, soccer mom, driving around. And that realization and aha allowed me to celebrate things that otherwise one might have the attitude of that's a chore. No, actually, this is a great opportunity to deepen our connection because he would chat away, you know, while I was driving him to and from. Obviously, he's much older now and has his own car. But now I rope him to come to my events, yes. So what did you notice around what 20% of activities generate 80% of your meaningful connection and deepening a relationship? Who would like to share? Yes, Lori. And then Rain.
One I can do right away is to network, join organizations directly related to my purpose.
Good.
And the next 30 days, I plan to call, find out meeting dates and times, and reconnect with my Rolodex.
Nice. Good.
A major part of the activities that I am involved in is being part of the Mark Brand group.
Yes. Good. Nice. Okay, good. All right. Well, you see how powerful it is? I'm going to leave that with you because that actually is good to spend some time thinking about and then take action. All right. So, well, secret number 4 is to mastermind. Jack Canfield, well, first Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, he studied, you know, really wealthy people and discovered masterminding was one of the key secrets that they shared in common. Jack Canfield, who you probably know is the co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series of books, says, I don't know anybody who has become super successful who has not employed the principle of masterminding. It's a proven way to accelerate your success. So surround yourself with successful and supportive people. This is what Andrew Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison, Harvey Firestone, and Jack Canfield all had in common. They all had a mastermind group to accelerate their success. And here's a little sample example.
Hi, I'm Linda Hayden from Ohio, and I came to this retreat with an idea that had been sitting in my closet on my shelf for years. And I think it's going to be my next part of my life. And so I just thank you, Aurora, for helping me to kind of get focused and to be able to move ahead. You're great.
She's one of the platinum students at the Grief Coach Academy. And the idea that she had sitting on her shelf was Life Doesn't Wait, W-E-I-G-H-T. And she's coaching with me one-on-one. She's a platinum and a master student. And she since sold that idea to the YWCA. That idea had been sitting on her shelf for years, gathering dust. But she needed and we improved it dramatically at the mastermind. She had 45 minutes at the front of the room. She said, what do you think about this idea? And we shared what we loved about it, some things that could be improved. She went away and took action, improved it. And she sold it to YWCA. And it would have been of no value because it was sitting on the shelf and had been for years if it hadn't been for the mastermind. The idea was life doesn't wait, W-G-I-E-H-T, E, yeah, with it, That's her registered trademark now. I told her to register that trademark. And it was a coaching program to help people learn to love their bodies. Spiritually coaching, and maybe they lose weight too, but so a huge, huge, huge market, and very much played to her core strengths and what her life's been a unique laboratory for and what gives her joy and purpose and passion. So well secret number 5 is take action. How many times in the last few days have I been telling you, take action. Just one good idea can change your life, but only if you take action. What's the difference between a goal and a dream is action. So what would you like to be remembered for? How many lives would you like to change? First, you need to create a clear vision and a blueprint. But once your goals and intentions are clear, you need to take massive action. You know, you can meditate all you like and visualize all you like, and that's good and it's important and it's necessary because everything is twice created, first in your mind and then in reality. It's very much like building your life or building your business is like building a house. Take your time getting the blueprint right. You don't just dig a hole and go, well, you know, maybe we'll put a wall there. You know, no, take your time getting the blueprint right. But then the blueprint is of zero, zero value. It's just going to gather dust if you don't take action, right? So you got to take massive action. So being 99% committed is hard. But being 100% committed is easy. How many of you have ever been 99% committed? Oh, Yale's giving me the thumbs up. This was the aha that he shared with me last night. I'll give you a chance to share again if you want. you want to share? Yeah. Okay. How many of you have ever been 99% committed to a diet? How'd that work out for you? But if you're 100% committed, it's easy. But the 99% is anguish. Chocolate cake, just, well, you know, just one bite. Before you know it, the whole slice is gone. You're like, darn, there goes that diet. How many of you have ever been 99% committed to going to the gym? Well, I'm now 100% committed, and it's easy. When you're 99% committed, you wake up in the morning when the alarm clock goes off at 5, and you're like, oh, just 10 more minutes. Before you know it, you've hit that snooze button so many times, it's too late. And we're like, well, tomorrow I'll go. Because that's 99% committed. But when you're 100% committed, you don't think about it. The alarm goes off. You've already put your running shoes by the door. The coffee pot's already on automatically to go on. Without thinking, you get out of the bed. You put on your sneakers. You grab your cup of coffee. And before you're even awake, you're at the gym. That's 100% committed. Then you take action. So where are you 99% committed in your life, and where can you show up 100% committed? Did you want to share? You don't have to. Okay, moving on. Isn't he great? Give him a round of applause for showing up. My son Yale, very cool. My biggest, I've done many, many great things in my life. You know, I had a multi-million-dollar business, started from scratch with my late husband, David, and started a film and television production company from nothing and raised £2.5 million on the EAS tax shelter screen scheme. That company's gone on to make 7 films. I've done a lot of really cool things, written a book, been endorsed by Dr. Wayne Dyer, been on TV, award-winning screenwriter, but my greatest accomplishment, right there. My son Yale. All right, so 5 secrets to exploding your income. Choose a big, bold goal. Choose a niche. Leverage your time. Mastermind. Take action. I'm not going to do you any good if you don't take action.
My name is Yana Velasco, and I am so excited because
she took action.
I just become a certified from Heartbreak to Happiness coach, and I am I'm just really grateful for this year. It was the best year of my life, and I truly believe anything is possible. I'm just humble to have the gift that Aurora gave me, and I love my life.
So what if the universe has a bigger, bolder, more beautiful dream for your life than you ever dared to dream? And what if the only thing standing between that dream being realized or not is you?
Some of you have been asking, so I'm going to give you a little quick information about the coaching business in case you feel like you'd like to express your core strengths in that way and join our community at the Grief Coach Academy. So on average, coaches earn over $200 an hour. On average, full-time coaches make over $83,000 a year. So you only need about 10 clients to make six figures. It's not hard to make six figures as a coach. Babette's going to make seven figures, we know. She's off to change the world. Six figures is easy. You know, there's 1 million lawyers, almost 500,000 mental health professionals, and there's only 30,000 coaches. What's wrong with this picture? We need more coaches. There's over 50 million people who need coaching from heartbreak to happiness. It's a huge market, and it's very, very underserved. The number one thing that most coaches miss is that no matter what your coaching focus, you must be able to coach your client through grief. Life happens. I think everybody in this room knows it. Life happens, and grief coaching is an absolutely essential coaching skill. When you can coach your clients through grief, you can coach them through anything, because grief really is the Mount Everest of an emotional crisis. Life doesn't happen in neat compartments, as you probably know. So one day your coaching client will call you, something devastating will have happened, and you need to have the tools in your toolkit so you can serve them in their darkest hour. You've had a little taste for what we're about at the Grief Coach Academy, but I'm really passionate that people who are grieving deserve the absolute best. They don't deserve somebody who's shooting from the hip when they're so raw and so fragile. They need somebody who's really dedicated themselves to learning the tools that they need to have in their toolkit to really coach them through grief. Very, very important. I think it's a sacred trust, really, to take care of people who are grieving with the very best. You've had a little taste, but we've barely scratched the surface. As Benjamin Franklin said, the only thing certain in life is death and taxes. Here are some telltale signs that you either, if you are a coach or in the business of that could relate to people who are grieving, that you should refer to another coach who's trained in this area or get the training yourself. Here are some telltale signs for you to notice. If you notice for yourself that you feel pity and you can't hold the space for the other person that nothing is wrong, that's a red flag. Either get more training or refer. If your own fear of death or loss is triggered by the other person's story, remember I was talking the other day about you can be off balance, you need to be like a rock. So if your own fear is triggered, then refer or get more training. And that's one of the reasons why the training at the Grief Coach Academy is a year long, so that you're not 93% there, you're like a rock solid, which takes you doing your own personal work and going deep, as Babette has done and others have done. If your client's not shifting to greater peace in just a few sessions, that's another telltale sign. Or you just know that you're out of your core competency. I want to just share these things almost kept me from coaching. I didn't know these things. You don't need an office. There's very little overhead. Most coaching, two-thirds of coaching is done over the phone. It's a great lifestyle. You can design your life. You can travel. You can use Skype. I was in London recently and in Paris, and I was still coaching, you know, using the phone and using Magic Jack, actually, but you could use Skype and sending emails from my hotel room in Paris. So with the wonders of the internet and the phone, you can do it anywhere in the world. I only have coaching clients on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, so that I always have long weekends. You design your own life. What works for you? What works for you? You can do that way. No more Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Oh, and I do want to just share this. I think you already know this from these couple of days here. But while sometimes people say, well, why do you want to coach people through grief? Or why do you want to coach people from heartbreak to happiness? I mean, aren't people dealing with death or divorce like really depressed? Do you want to be around that? You've already felt this. There's nothing more satisfying and joyful than taking somebody from down here to up here. And you've already experienced, although you've only had a taste of what we're about, you've already experienced how quickly, with the right questions and the right tools, you can achieve that. So for me, I find it very joyful. What could be more satisfying than helping somebody shift so quickly?
Hi, my name is Mickey Knowles, and I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I was in an event with Aurora Winter. I did a 20-minute process with her called the Peace Method, and in 20 minutes, I was able to release something I had been carrying around for 4.5 years. Amazing, incredible, indescribable. In 20 minutes, the release that I had, literally the next day, my eyes were a different color. I was lighter. I was happier. I had joy in my heart that I had not experienced in 4.5 years. It was so incredible. 3.5 months later, my life has taken off. I am soaring, and I cannot recommend enough Aurora, her content, her heart, her mentorship. Thank you, Aurora.
Hi, my name is Russell Feingold. And I'm so inspired to share a little bit about Aurora Winter. I've been a coach for about 15 years, and recently, in the last 3.5 years, I began to study very intensely marketing and business because I have a lot of gifts to share and I want to get out in the world in a bigger way. So I've hired a bunch of different coaches and all served a great purpose. And at this point in my life, I realized that I need a very savvy coach, but who's very heart-centered. And I found Aurora Winter to be the most heart-centered and savvy and intelligent business coach I've ever experienced. And I can't recommend her enough. Just in the last, 2 months, my income has tripled. And the strategies that she offers and the wisdom that she has to impart is magic for anyone who's looking to grow their business.
And, of course, I read it when it was manuscript and gave him feedback. And our last Mastery Mastermind, he was like so agitated waiting for the call from the publisher. And it's just been published. So the investment is on the Platinum, it's 4 easy monthly payments of $24.97. And we have an event special of $1,000 off, so it's $14.97 to start. And that's an investment for a whole year. And the Silver is 4 easy monthly payments of $15.47 with $550 off as an event special, so it's $9.97 to start. And there is a monthly payment option. It's backed by the Peace of Mind Guarantee, so it's fully refundable for 1 week, so you can get your questions personally answered. If I don't answer them here at the event, we'll schedule a phone call and answer it over the next week. But the week after that, the training starts, so that's all the time we have before you actually start the training, which is starting the last week of April. And I know that some people in this room are currently students, but you're enrolled in the Silver, and I know some of you would be very well served to join us in the Platinum, so we've also got a handout. We're going to maybe send out those handouts in a minute for how that works. So if you are right now you're Silver and you want to upgrade to Platinum so that you don't miss out on the Mastery Masterminds, you'll get all your current benefits plus 2 Mastery Masterminds per year, which are awesome, plus monthly coaching sessions with a mentor coach, plus 4 personal one-on-one mentoring calls with me, and the additional investment for the upgrade is 4 monthly payments of $950, but you save the $550 at the event special, so it's just $400 to get started. Then it would be $950 in 30 days, 60 days, and 90 days. So here's more what we're about. We're about celebrating and acknowledging your accomplishments. How many of us are experienced working in a vacuum and how that just totally sucks. And you're like, oh, this really great thing happened. Yeah, it totally sucks. You know, joys shared are doubled and sorrows shared are halved. So we are about celebrating and acknowledging your accomplishment. We have prizes for once a year in the fall event around November. We have prizes for getting your book published. A full third of the people who study with me publish their book within that year, or complete their manuscript, because I'm all about, hey, leverage, 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 and a book is a great way to do that, and I'm an award-winning writer, and I love reading those manuscripts. Prizes for the best website, enrolling the most clients, making a difference, and the Golden Mike Award, which I don't know, I think might be gone to Dina already. We also have a 6-figure club prize. I invite you, I challenge you, to start earning at the 6-figure rate, and then you join the club. It's not hard to make 6 figures as a coach. We've seen that on average, coaches make $83,000 a year. So with above average coaching skills and above average marketing skills, six figures is easy. So all you need to do to join that club is start earning at that rate, $8,333 in any 1 month. Prove that to me and you're part of the club. And we celebrate that with a bonus masterminding day with me, which is a $10,000 value. And you come to my home. And we also, even to make it more fun, just to wow you, we have the Coach of the Year prize. Ruth Zoda was our Coach of the Year last year. She has almost made it here, except for her father had surgery. She had to cancel at the last second. So the Coach of the Year prize varies a little bit from year to year, but this is what we're going to do for the prize this year. And I challenge all you coaches to get really serious about earning this prize. And I've given it a lot of juice to make it worth your while. Because you know what? We all need a challenge. I'm going to raise the bar for you, baby. And I know you can do it. But let's have some fun with it. So, Coach of the Year, you're going to get $1,000 cash spending money. Value of that is $1,000. You're also going to get free enrollment in the Mastery Program for the next year, which is about $7,000 value. You're going to get registration for two people at the event of your choice, including the Mastermind, if you prefer, which is closed to the general public. But Coach of the Year, we're going to make that possible for you. So if you wanted to invite your spouse or your son or something, someone significant like that, airfare and accommodation for two to that event, plus a bonus masterminding day with me, value $10,000, $23,000 prize. I want you to go for it. Babette, Dina, Robin, Jerry, Layla, Aaron, all of you, go for it. And knock my socks off. Send me a video. Send me proof. Show me how you've changed the world. And as you can probably tell, we're not only about money here. So if you impress me that you've made a difference, that works too.
Hi, this is James Malinchak, and we're at my home here in Las Vegas. And you may know me as the college speaking success guy or the big money speaker guy. I help speakers make six and seven figures in their business. But what I want to do is tell you about my friend Aurora Winter. And she is someone who not only will teach you how to deal with grief and get through challenges in your own life, but will help your clients instantly, rapidly, quickly break through any challenges that they're having and go from heartbreak to happiness. But there's one other thing that is very important that she does that's unique from anybody else. She'll teach you how to grow your business fast. And that's important, and here's why. Most coaches that I know, they're great with their work, but they don't know how to be appropriately compensated for the great work they're doing. And that's what Aurora will do for you. She'll allow you to live your purpose, live your mission, live your passion, and help people. But she'll help you to rapidly grow your business so you make the money that you deserve for the great work you're doing. Do yourself a huge favor. Enroll in Aurora's program. It will change your life. It'll change your client's life. But it'll change your bank account, too. Do it right now. You will be so glad you did.
Thanks, James.